You know, Rosie said. You saw her too.
Before I could say Elsie, Rosie pressed a thin, cold finger against my mouth.
Don't say her name. Don't ever say her name.
Why not? Rosie stared past me as if she saw something stir in the shadows under the fir tree.
She might think you're calling her.
I peered into the shadows too. I saw nothing but a slight movement in the branches. The wind, I told myself, just the wind passing through. Not her, not her. But how many times had I said her name after she'd gone away? If Rosie was right? No, don't think about it, I told myself. She's gone, 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 forever gone. Rosie spoke so softly I had to lean close to hear her.
She told me she made you put the flu mask in my book bag. She said she gave me the flu because I stole her mask and she caught the flu and died. I had to pay for her life with mine unless I became her friend. I told her I'd rather die. She said it made no difference. Alive or dead, I'd never get away from her.
I stared at Rosie in amazement. She told me the same thing. We'd be friends forever. Just her and me, nobody else. She wanted me to help her pay back her enemies, starting with you. Rosie seized my hands.
Oh, Annie, what will she do to us?
I squeezed Rosie's cold hands. She can't do anything to you or me or anyone else. She's gone forever.
How do you know that?
I saw her go. While Rosie huddled beside me in the swing, I told her about my last night with Elsie. She left peacefully. She won't come back. Rosie sighed deeply. We sat side by side, gently rocking the swing back and forth, back and forth. The only sound was the creak of the ropes. The sun was low now, and the shadows on the lawn were darker and longer. On the other side of town, evening shadows crept across Forest Heights Cemetery. A solitary crow perched on the outstretched hand of a stone angel. The wind blew and the shadows shifted. Slowly, the crow lifted its wings and flew away into the dark sky. This recording of One for Sorrow, a ghost story, was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2017 by Mary Downing Hahn. Sound recording copyright 2017 Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording was produced by arrangement with Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. Thank you for listening. Please check www.dreamscapeab.com for Dreamscape's latest...